The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Lisa Maxwell for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Education Today. For the next half hour, I will be reading news to you regarding education and general news for blind, print impaired, and sighted people. The first article that I have for you today is from WCTI News Channel 12, and it's dealing with the white cane law, which was reinstituted in North Carolina the beginning of December of 2025. North Carolina reinstates white cane law to protect blind pedestrians at crosswalks. While law enforcement urges safety on the roads, a North Carolina general statute aims to help the visually impaired. Originally a general statute written decades ago, the white cane law has been brought back and took effect at the start of December 2025 to keep blind pedestrians safe. On the roads, pedestrian safety can be a challenge for anyone, but it can mean the difference between life and death for people who can't see where they are going. That's where the white cane law comes in. When a blind person extends a white cane into a designated crosswalk or a guide dog sticks their nose into it, the person is now in that crosswalk, and all traffic must stop in both directions until the blind person has fully completed the crossing. Peter Crumley has been blind since 2012. He says the white cane law was originally deemed unenforceable back in 1994. In 2025, it was brought back, and a misdemeanor penalty has been attached to the law. Biggest thing is that it is an awareness factor to the drivers. Being a blind person, it's very hard to judge traffic. We live in a visual world. Of your five senses, sight supplies about two-thirds of your sensory input. So I've lost two-thirds. Peter is the president of the Beaufort Lion Club, an organization that aims to help the visually impaired like himself. I'm going to stay in North Carolina for our next article, and this is from the North Carolina Association of Educators, and the article is titled, Teacher Pay Crisis Deepens in North Carolina, New Report Shows. A new report from the Reason Foundation, a libertarian think tank, is highlighting how teacher salaries have been suppressed over the last 20 years, contributing to North Carolina's ongoing recruitment and retention crisis. The Reason Foundation ranks North Carolina 48th in average teacher pay, placing the state behind all of its neighboring states and every other state in the South. From 2020 to 2022, average teacher salaries declined by 5% in 38 states. In North Carolina, however, average pay fell by 9.6%, dropping from just over $63,000 to just under $57,000 when adjusted for inflation. This decline continues a troubling long-term trend. North Carolina is one of only three states where average teacher salaries have fallen by more than 20% since 2002. Adjusted for current inflation, the average salary would be approximately $72,000 today. The report attributes the overall decline in teacher pay to high turnover and historic inflation. In North Carolina, additional factors include the General Assembly's failure to prioritize public school funding and the Supreme Court's continued inaction in the Leandro case, all of which have contributed to the suppression of educator pay. This report is yet another reminder of how the state has failed and neglected to invest in our educators and, in turn, our public schools, said Tamika Walker Kelly, NCAE president. We are bleeding educators to our neighboring states who are willing to pay them what they are worth. how can we expect to recruit and retain quality educators if we're not showing them that they are valued for the exceptional work they do in our public schools? And the next article I have for you is actually from Spectrum News, and this was printed on January 2nd of 2026. And it is titled, Industries of the Blind Offers a Career Path for the Visually Impaired. People living with disabilities play an important role in North Carolina's workforce. And organizations like Industries of the Blind in Greensboro are working to expand those opportunities. For many North Carolinians, that support is life-changing. At Industries of the Blind, 21-year-old Brendan Brown spends his days packing and shipping military uniform orders that are distributed nationwide. He started at the organization just over a year ago. I started out picking on the floor, getting everything that goes in the boxes, and I moved to shipping a couple months ago, he said. Brown is legally blind. He lost his vision for the first time as a toddler after an allergic reaction. He regained it off and on for about a decade, but an infection in 2017 caused him to lose his sight completely. Finding employment wasn't easy. Brown said he applied to multiple places before discovering Industries of the Blind. I tried a few different places, and everybody sounded promising when you talked to them, but then you never hear back from them after that, he said. According to the North Carolina Department of Commerce's Labor and Economic Analysis Division, 1 in 9 working-age adults in the state was living with a disability as of 2022. Roughly 145,000 of those adults were visually impaired. Nationwide, the American Foundation for the Blind found that in 2024, 10% of people ages 16 to 64 with visual disabilities were unemployed, more than double the unemployment rate for people in the same age range without a visual disability. A separate study from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that as of 2024, 22% of all working Americans were living with a disability. Industries of the Blind aims to close those gaps by offering meaningful work and long-term career paths. Richard Oliver, the organization's director of community outreach and government relations, said Brown represents exactly why their mission matters. We like to put the effort into Brendan so he can learn and grow, Oliver said. We want him to be here for a long time. Brown is already taking that next step. On November 25th, he graduated from the company's 2025 Future Leaders Academy cohort. The program teaches employees skills in finance, human resources, production, and business development. His goal is to eventually move into a leadership role. I have no plans on changing anytime soon, Brown said. I enjoy it. I see lots of room to grow. A new class of Future Leaders Academy participants will begin in the year of 2026, later this year. Earlier this month, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services announced that Project Spark, one of its initiatives that supports people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, will expand to 10 new locations across the state. NCDHHS says it will expand to new sites in Greensboro, Winston-Salem, Durham, Greenville, Kinston, Jacksonville, Wilson, Gastonia, Asheville, and Boone. The next article I have for you is from the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. Sponsors needed to help provide North Carolina summer meals. The North Carolina Department of Public Instruction, or NCDPI, is seeking schools and fiscally responsible community organizations to serve as sponsors for summer nutrition programs in 2026 to help ensure children who have limited access to food at home get the educational enrichment and nutritious meals they need for optimal growth, development, and overall well-being. Of particular need are schools and community organizations in rural areas, Indian tribal territories, and areas with a concentration of migrant farm workers where access to summer meal sites or transportation has been an issue. Summer nutrition programs offer children not only nutritious meals, but also educational enrichment critical for continued growth, development, learning, and social-emotional support when school is out, said NCDPI Senior Director of School Nutrition and Auxiliary Services, Rachel Finley. Every child deserves the opportunity to succeed. School and community partners are key to helping make sure no child goes hungry during the summer. Last summer, NCDPI approved 175 on-site summer meal sponsors and 33 to-go summer meal sponsors. Through these community partnerships, community and school sites served over 4.2 million meals to hungry children and teens across the state. Almost 1 million North Carolina K-12 public school students rely on the nutritious meals and snacks served during the school year through the school breakfast, school lunch, and after-school meals programs. When school is out of session, North Carolina's summer nutrition programs help fill the gap by providing free meals and snacks to youth ages 18 and younger who might otherwise go hungry. North Carolina Summer Nutrition Programs, Sun Meals, and Sun Meals to Go are administered by the NCDPI Office of School Nutrition with federal assistance from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA. NCDPI collaborates with public school units, charter and non-public schools, public and private nonprofit organizations, and other community partners to serve as program sponsors. Sponsors are eligible to receive federal reimbursement for all qualifying meals and snacks served to children. Sun meals are in-person meals eaten in a group setting. Meals or snacks are served at locations such as public housing centers, faith-based organizations, libraries, parks, camps, medical centers, or schools. In addition to meals, sites can offer fun, engaging educational activities. Sun Meals to Go are meals offered for pickup or delivery in some rural communities where transportation to summer meal sites can be difficult. How Sun Meals to Go are distributed vary by sponsor and may include meals picked up by a designated adult, multiple meals provided at once, or meals delivered to neighborhoods or homes. Meals served at all sites must be provided at no charge to eligible children, regardless of race, color, national origin, sex, including gender identity and sexual orientation, age, or disability. The next article that I have for you is from the American Foundation for the Blind, and this was actually in their December 2025 issue dealing with Christmas shopping. But I thought we buy gifts throughout the year, so I thought it would still have some useful information for us to access. And the article is titled The Access World 2025 Accessible Shopping Guide, Harry and David, Hickory Farms, Nuts.com, and See's Candies. This year, we focus on food gifts and review offerings from Harry and David, Hickory Farms, Nuts.com, and See's Candies. All four companies maintain accessible websites, and Harry and David is also part of the Celebrations Passport app available in the App Store. And the first business is Harry and David. Harry and David offers phone assistance, and the representative I reached explained that he could guide me through selecting items as well as completing checkout. The website features an extensive range of products, including gift baskets, wines, and gourmet foods. Although the home page contains a substantial amount of information, it is laid out clearly and does not feel cluttered. Headings navigation gives a straightforward overview of the structure, and the search form is easy to locate. A checkbox on the home page allows users to include search results from all sibling brands. I selected the Holiday Gift Baskets category. The next page offered filters to refine results, including options by price and item type, although none matched my initial criteria. I continued exploring the page using headings, links, and voiceovers find command, and eventually chose Holiday Sweet Treats. The product page included suggestions for add-on items, such as wines and other foods, followed by an Add to Bag button. During checkout, I encountered some difficulty entering information and selecting certain options, but I was ultimately able to complete the process. And next we have Hickory Farms. Hickory Farms provides live customer support, and my call was answered quickly by a representative who was exceptionally pleasant and happy to help with choosing gifts and placing an order. The company offers a wide variety of food and wine gifts for the holiday season. Sign in, cart, and search options are located clearly near the top of the clean, uncluttered home page. You can reach the holiday items by navigating to the holiday link or by using VoiceOver Find and searching for the word holiday. The holiday section sits considerably farther down the page. I chose to send a Thanksgiving basket. Within the section, a pop-up button allowed me to sort results by price or by most popular. After reviewing the options, I selected a basket with a good variety of items. The product page provided pricing, product detail, and ratings. The Add to Cart button was easy to locate. The checkout process worked smoothly overall. I did experience some difficulty with the shipping section, but I was able to work through it. Hickory Farms accepts PayPal as well as credit cards, and PayPal users do not need to enter their card information again. And now we have Nuts.com. Nuts.com lists a dedicated phone number for customers with disabilities, although it was not functioning during several days of testing. After emailing, I was directed to their general number, where a representative was able to help me. The site offers far more than nuts. It includes an array of candy, dried fruits, snacks, coffees, teas, and gifts. At the top of the home page is a Skip to Main Content link that takes you to a set of broad categories such as Best Sellers, Sale, Thanksgiving, and Holiday Guide. When I activated the Holiday Guide link, a new page loaded with additional options. The first set of links included Gifting and Greatest Hits, followed by the Seasonal Favorites heading. Seasonal Favorites was simple to navigate using headings and links, although neither method places you directly on the Add to Cart button. Once you find an item you want, flick right to reach it. You can access more detailed product information by activating the link at the top of each product entry. This page also contains another Add to Cart button. Navigating further down the product page by headings reveals ratings, pricing, and another Add to Cart button. Below that is the overview heading, which includes shelf life and product origin, followed by the product details section. By default, this section is collapsed and includes everything contained in the package as well as nutrition information. The checkout process had a few form-related issues, but remained stable. And our last company, See's Candies. See's Candies offers screen reader assistance. My call initially reached an AI system. After I explained that I was blind and needed ordering help, I was transferred immediately to a very capable human representative. The company produces an extensive assortment of chocolates, toffees, and peanut brittle. It was founded in 1921 in Los Angeles by Charles A. See, using recipes created by his mother, Mary See. The top of the homepage includes search, cart, and my account. Farther down are links to fall gifts, holiday gifts, and Hanukkah gifts. When the holiday page loads, filter buttons appear, allowing users to sort by bestsellers or by price, low to high. After making a selection, new filter categories such as dark chocolate, nut-free, and kosher become available. Search results were easy to find and included the product name, price, rating, and an add to bag button. I began the checkout process but encountered difficulty adjusting the quantity. When modifying the number, I nearly entered 56 instead of 6. I called C's again, and the representative who assisted me was helpful and patient. The company uses an automated system to enter credit card information. Although each site had some accessibility challenges, the availability of courteous live assistance made the shopping experience manageable. Enjoy your shopping. And our next article is also from the American Foundation for the Blind, and it's titled, How the AARP AgeTech Collaborative Supports Blind and Low Vision Users. AgeTech Collaborative from AARP is an innovation ecosystem bringing together startups, investors, enterprises, and thought leaders to accelerate solutions that make aging easier for everyone. Comprised of more than 670 companies across industries and product categories, the AgeTech Collaborative represents a diverse and growing sector of innovation, tools, and technology designed to meet the needs of the U.S. and global aging population. Many of these innovations address more than traditional aging challenges like mobility, hearing, vision, and cognitive decline by advancing greater accessibility and independence for people of all abilities. By fostering collaboration between AgeTech innovators and organizations serving people with disabilities, such as state and national disability offices and inclusion investment partners, the AgeTech Collaborative helps bridge the growing intersection between disability innovation and age tech. At the core of this shared mission is human-centered design, creating solutions and technologies that prioritize usability, dignity, and empowerment for every individual. Among startups driving this work forward are several developing breakthrough technologies that support people who are blind or have limited vision. First, we have SOLID. And that is spelled S-O-L-I-D-D-D. It is an optical and vision technology company that has developed a low vision aid for macular degeneration that provides sight to those areas of the visual field where users previously have been blind. They are currently in preclinical testing. Second, we have Haptic. And it is a technology company pioneering the way that users receive information. No longer through sight or sound, Haptic has revolutionized information feedback all through touch and vibrations. Their innovative approach combines tactile interfaces with sophisticated technology, allowing users to receive information, like navigational directions, through intuitive vibrations. And third, WeWalk is a smart mobility device designed to enhance independence for people with visual impairments through advanced safety, navigation, and AI features. Their smart sensing cane focuses on upper body obstacle detection and provides precise turn-by-turn navigation. These examples highlight how AgeTech and accessibility innovation move forward together, improving quality of life and expanding independence for people with vision loss and other challenges. They represent only a small fraction of the innovators within the AgeTech Collaborative from AARP, where startups, enterprises, and stakeholders are working to ensure that the future of aging is built for all. To learn more about the AgeTech Collaborative from AARP and how to apply to join, visit agetechcollaborative.org. And that is all run together, agetechcollaborative.org. And last, I want to share with you that the American Foundation for the Blind has announced its 2026 Helen Keller Achievement Awardees. The American Foundation for the Blind announces the 2026 recipients of the Helen Keller Achievement Awards. Social influencer and author Molly Burke, nationally recognized teacher and author Kathy Nimmer, and T-Mobile, U.S. Incorporated. These outstanding honorees, who have made significant strides in expanding independence and opportunity for people who are blind, deafblind, and low vision, will be recognized during the AFB's annual celebration the evening of April 23rd at the prestigious Harvard Club in New York City. Each honoree has harnessed through their work Helen Keller's own spirit of inclusion of people with disabilities, and as we continue to move further into the digital age, their achievements demonstrate how Helen's contributions still reverberate a century after she joined AFB, said Eric Bridges, AFB President and CEO. Their collective works continue Keller's passion to create a world of endless possibilities across the globe. Since 1994, the Helen Keller Achievement Award has recognized the finest thought leaders, change makers, and performing artists committed to carrying on Keller's mission to create a world of full and equal inclusion for people with disabilities. For over 40 years, Helen Keller was AFB's leading ambassador, inspiring millions worldwide as she demonstrated all that can be accomplished through determination and perseverance. AFB continues to honor Keller's legacy by recognizing exceptional individuals and organizations from industry, education, and the arts who have distinguished themselves in pursuit of expanding possibilities for those who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. We have run out of time for today's episode of Education Today. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time, and I'm Lisa Maxwell, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, I should say. Education Today is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And again, that number is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.